who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's great to have you in. It's a Monday, second hour. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS2 today. We don't have our usual TV programming. Joy Taylor is joining me because there's some NASCAR stuff on. Joy, I had my first glass of whiskey last night in my life, I believe.
It's really wild.
I don't drink brown liquors at all. And I was sitting there and I had this, it's called like High West. It's from Park City, Utah. It's a very popular whiskey company. And I'm sitting there and Ann's like, hey, let's go sit in the hot tub. And I'm like, well, I don't want to drink. You know, I get snake dreams when I drink wine.
Right.
And so I was like, didn't have any beers in the fridge. And I said, I looked at that bottle up there and I thought, I'm going to try that. One big ice cube, whiskey, short
glass.
Yeah,
the big ice cube's the way to go.
I got to tell you something. I get why people like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do an old fashioned. I love a good old fashioned, but that has a lot of other stuff in it.
I was sitting there and I'm like, maybe it's because as a kid I smelled people drinking it and I didn't like it.
I mean, listen, whiskey and tequila are not for everybody.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm going to become a regular.
But you like cigars. A nice whiskey goes good with a cigar.
Well, that's what they say. So. Maybe, you know, it's a little late for me to make transformational moves, but
right. I can't believe that's the first time you've ever had whiskey.
I know, Ryan looked at me and was like, what?
I mean, that's pretty crazy. As somebody who is, you drink.
Yeah, I'm a social drinker. Right. I like to lubricate, you know, my life a little bit.
I mean, you know, he's stuff together, but like, it's not like you don't drink alcohol.
Right.
So like to have never had whiskey. Like if you, I don't know. I don't think I have anything that I haven't tried.
I swear to God, I wanted to grab a guitar and get my dogs out there and create a country song. I really did.
It was Stagecoach this weekend, right?
Oh, it was. That's right. Maybe that was it. It was in the moon, the pull, the gravitational pull. All right. We call it Colin Right, Colin Wrong. I'm plenty of both. We do it every Monday at this time, and here we go.
Where Colin was right?
Well, let's start it with a play from Giannis. This is fun. Let's roll the tape from Giannis.
Antetokounmpo. Williams, stout defense, threw it to himself. Oh, he's eviscerating the Celtics inside. Wow.
Well, I've been saying this. He's not only the best player in the game, he should be the MVP. Embiid gets hurt a lot and can't facilitate an offense like him. Jokic doesn't galvanize teammates. Folks, you're looking at LeBron, but taller. Easily the best player on both ends of the floor. Reduce the Celtics to a complete perimeter team. I've been on this now for about a year and a half. We all know he's good. He's easily the best player in the league. He drives the offense like LeBron. I mean, we didn't think LeBron at 6'9 and a half is a traditional point guard. And then for 15 years, that's what he's done. You're looking at a top 10 player all time. Nothing against KD, but his wandering, his sort of emotional lack of discipline, his injuries. He's not close to Giannis as a defensive player. He's the man.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, the one quarterback I would vouch for in the draft was Malik Willis. Big athlete, huge arm, gracious kid. And he went in the third round. And what the NFL was basically telling you, he's a project. He played two Division I schools, didn't throw a touchdown with either. But I just thought the intangibles were so strong. And we've seen a lot of these quarterbacks like Dak who have these great intangibles, you know, Mac Jones, where we may not love their talent, but they work. I thought Malik Willis had a chance to be that, and no, third round, and he will clearly be a backup for the time being.
Where Colin was right?
I didn't buy into that phony report last week by a Packer blog that Darren Waller, the inexpensive and remarkably talented tight end, was going to be a Packer. Yeah, of course they want him. Who doesn't? The whole league wants him. He's the second or first best tight end in the league. He's only a $7 million cap hit. And during the draft, he was on stage as a Raider with Derek Carr. Sometimes teams leak information because they're looking for, you know, some positive stuff to get out on the marketplace. And I got nothing against the blogger, whoever it is. But why in the world would anybody give up on an inexpensive Hall of Fame player? Who, there's an argument to be made. He's right in the middle of his prime. It made no sense, and he was on stage with the Raiders during the draft.
Where Colin was wrong.
I thought the Cowboys were going to move up and take a tackle or a wide receiver. I am shocked that with all their losses in the postseason, they waited and took a guard. So Dallas's O-line had the most penalties in the NFL last year, and they drafted the most penalized offensive lineman out of Tulsa. I just didn't get it. When you consider how much production they lost, I thought move up and go grab production. Go get a receiver because Michael Gallup's coming off an ACL tear. CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb, but they really need it. You lost Cedric Wilson. They need an absolute dependable go-to receiver. They didn't get either, and I was shocked by it. They needed to move up.
Where Colin was right.
I've been saying for 2-3 months, Jordan Poole, we have a third splash brother, 31 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds yesterday, as Klay Thompson is rounding into form, but not there yet. This kid's remarkable, and he's the classic Warrior. Late first-round pick, doesn't pop until like year 3, draft and develop. They put him in their system. He's a gym rat. And we said it a couple of months ago, they're going to have some decisions to make, but they have found their third splash brother.
Where Colin was right?
Listen, everybody knew it was an average quarterback draft, but I said outside of Pickett and Willis, I didn't even think there was really much of a draftable one. And sure enough, Sam Howell went in the 5th round. Matt Corral went in the late 3rd round. Malik Willis dropped to the 3rd. Like, we all knew it wasn't a great draft, but what the league was telling you is there's one starter. That's it. And everybody else is at best a project. I heard a lot of people say they like Sam Howell. I watched him at Carolina. I said he's a less talented Baker Mayfield. Yeah, this is what my guys were telling me. It's the difference is I thought Malik Willis would go in the 1st round and everybody else would drop.
Where Colin was wrong.
Boy, did I whiff on the Brooklyn Nets. I thought they were going to beat the Celtics. Instead, Kevin Durant did not get an easy look in 4 games. I'm not sure if I've ever been that wrong in a series where the team I like got swept. I don't know if Steve Nash is a good coach, but he got worked in the series. They look completely flummoxed on the offensive side of the ball. And I'll give Nick Wright credit. He's been on this now for a couple years. with the Clippers and the Nets. You got to create chemistry. When you get into the playoffs, there are going to be a lot of close games. You got to have some chemistry. It's what Milwaukee has. You saw it yesterday with Golden State. These guys know what their teammates are going to do. Brooklyn's got no chemistry. Nobody plays together. Here comes Ben. Harden gone. Kyrie's anti-vax. You are really seeing. I just undervalued chemistry. And even though some of the games with Boston were close, they never felt close. It never felt like, oh, boy, Brooklyn's got control of this game. They felt like they were basically bailing water even in the close games in the series.
Where Colin was right.
Chris Paul, the point god, has been my favorite point guard along with Steph Curry for a decade. Although Steph, you know, is easier to, you know, put your arms around. Classic example of Chris Paul. Knows when to turn it on and turn it off. In the game against the Pelicans, the closeout game, 14 of 14, 33 points. He's averaging 37 a game in his last three closeout games. It's the IQ. It's the toughness. It's the leadership. He is completely old school, but he's not flashy. He's not vertical. He's not always that likable. And so, you know, we just don't put our arms around. I can remember several years ago, people said Westbrook was better than Chris Paul. What are you watching? He is the classic pocket quarterback. The highlights aren't that fancy, but his ability to distribute and make plays in crucial times puts him, to me, in the top 4 to 5 point guards of all time, and his value was that obvious or what? 14 for 14 in a closeout game.
Where Colin was right.
I said when Lincoln Riley got the USC job, they're not going to win the national championship this year, but they're going to be really, really good, really, really fast. They're the leader in the clubhouse for the best college receiver, Jordan Addison. Listen, players aren't dumb. The game is pivoted to offense. You going to go with a defensive coach, or are you going to go to the best offensive coach in college football? Between Caleb Williams, USC's brand, the entertainment capital of the world, USC is going to win the Pac-12, score 40 a game. It's the McVay factor. There's just a percentage of offensive coaches in pro and college football that, because of the regulations and current rule momentum, are going to win a lot, and they're going to win every year, and they're going to win quickly. And USC, if they land him, and they're the favorite to, will have made a massive upgrade to their entire offensive roster in 4.5 months. Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday. Good to have you in. Yeah, I missed on that Brooklyn Nets series. That was not great for me, but you know what happens. You can't get. I'm going to talk to Rick Spielman, former Viking GM for years, what he saw in the draft. It was fun, though. I'll say that. It was fun.
Vegas looked great, too.
Oh, yeah. So I was there Saturday, and there's no reason to go out when the draft is there.
Well, unless you're there for the draft, and then there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's crowded. But boy, is Vegas, that city is, they may run out of water, but man, is it alive. There is a lot to do there. I don't think any city in the country has, if there's a new restaurant style, it's in Vegas.
Oh, of course. Of course. I don't get anybody that doesn't like Vegas. No, I have a time limit on how much I can consume Vegas,
man,
in my old age, but.
Boy, there's a lot to do.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
USFL action continues Friday as the Philadelphia Stars battle the Michigan Panthers at 10 Eastern on FS1. Then Saturday at 7 Eastern on Fox, Todd Haley's Tampa Bay Bandits take on Skip Holtz and the Birmingham Stallions.
Birmingham's undefeated. I think they're the only undefeated team left. So Rick Spielman, 10 years as a Viking GM. In that time, 4 NFC North titles and 6 playoff appearances. He signed, of course, Kirk Cousins. He is joining us live on a Monday after the draft. So I know, Rick, that people, you know, Bill Belichick is on the Mount Rushmore. Like, I get it. But I've always had this thing. Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick. I don't want my coach to have too much influence. Being a general manager is a full-time job. It's really hard. And they've lost a lot of executives now and a lot of brain power over the last 7-8 years. And I watched this draft, and I love college football. Rick, I thought they reached for a lot of people. They're not a dynamic team. They need more speed. They didn't re-sign J.C. Jackson. I don't know. I didn't love their direction, Rick. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think everybody's going to look, and they don't recognize the names of the players, but it's hard to question Bill Belichick. I mean, he may be the best, if not one of the best coaches that ever coached in the NFL, and he's always been in charge of that draft. Whether they had Scott Pioli or Nick Caserio or whoever they've had there, he always had the final say in the draft. So they went, and they have always gone beyond what the norm is or what the media expects them to do, sometimes what other teams expect them to do, but they did add a lot of speed to this draft class, and then we have to wait and see how it plays out. So I know everybody wants to prejudge now, but if these guys end up becoming very good football players, then who cares what their name, if people recognize their names or not at this point.
What did you make? I like aggressive. I think aggressive teams are rewarded. You were aggressive with Kirk Cousins. You got to playoffs with him. The Eagles go out and trade for A.J. Brown. And to me, I'm like, well, Devontae Smith was a hit. So they're telling me, hey, if Jalen Hurts is the guy, we want to figure it out whether he is or not. Right? Like, that was my takeaway on their move. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, they were aggressive, and Howie's always been aggressive. And to go out and get an A.J. Brown, the thing that surprised me the most this draft, there were two players, veteran players, traded for first-round picks. So what that told me, being on the other side of this, was that there was a lot of pre-work done before the draft, whether they had talked and got permission to do the contract that Philly was able to do and how he was able to do with A.J. Brown and his representatives. Did they get the physicals done, which I'm assuming they did, before the draft? Because that's the only way I thought these trades could take place, or else you're taking a huge risk. If one of those players come in today or tomorrow, flunk the physical, then what do you got? But I think they are putting the pieces around Jalen Hurts to say, that, okay, you've got your receiver. We hit on a receiver last year. You got A.J. Brown now. So now prove to us that you're our quarterback going forward into the future.
Was there a draft in – I always say I want to be able to see a direction. If I can see where you're going – like, I've been very critical of the Seahawks, but by getting two tackles, by getting a running back, what they're telling you is passing on a quarterback is, listen, we're going to go to the next draft and get our quarterback. We're going to build a little fortress here for the next kid. So he comes in with his tackles, his star running back. Like, I got that direction. I don't know if they had the best draft. Was there a draft or two you looked at and went – because you've been in this chair that you went, wow, they got multiple starters.
Yeah, I thought the Baltimore Ravens knocked it out of the park. I thought the Kansas City Chiefs knocked it out of the park. And I thought both New York teams, the Jets and the Giants, took complete advantage of having two picks in the top 10 in the first round. And then the Jets being aggressive to come back and get a pass rusher who was the best pass rusher left on the board, and Jermaine Johnson from Florida State, to come and get him in the first round, also add a fifth-year option, and to end up with three picks that are going to be huge contributors to him in their rookie season. So I was very impressed with those four teams out of everyone I watched.
I like Malik Willis more, probably. The NFL general managers are telling you we see him as a complete, utter project. Okay, fine. Kenny Pickett. I see a guy with a low ceiling. What did you make of Pittsburgh taking him?
Well, Pittsburgh, I mean, they probably knew him the best out of anyone in the draft. I think after the draft, he moved his locker 20 feet, grabbed his stuff in his duffel bag, walked through the other side of the building, and right there was his new locker. But they had an opportunity probably to be around that kid more than any other NFL team. I mean, they saw him at practice. They can go across the hall and probably ask the coach how he's doing in meetings. They saw how he came to the facility every day. So when you share a facility with a college and you draft that quarterback, they probably have more insight than anyone. And I felt that Kenny Pickett was the most ready quarterback to come in and at least compete for a starting job. But he's also playing in a very familiar stadium. He played there for his whole career in college, where the Pittsburgh Steelers play as well. So there's not a lot of new for him when he comes into the league, just getting familiar with the new offensive system, but everything else is very familiar with him. So it should definitely make for a smooth transition.
I'm often critical of Aaron Rodgers, but the one thing I'll defend him on is the Packers draft well, but their drafts always feel like, to me, they're developmental drafts. And Aaron's saying, hey, get me players now. You know, I'm 38 years old. And I did think, I loved their first pick, the linebacker from Georgia. He'll play immediately. And then a lot of
Wayne Walker.
Yeah, he will. I mean, good God, Georgia's defense is insane. But then the rest of the draft, Rick, it had a little developmental feel to it. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Even the wide receiver pick could be terrific, but he feels more like a developmental receiver. And that's where I think the rub is with Aaron. What did you see from their draft?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they really helped their team defensively in taking the two Georgia kids first. I think, you know, they traded up, ironically, with the Minnesota Vikings in the division to go get Christian Watson, the receiver from North Dakota State. And when you watch what he did at the combine, I don't believe there's any other receiver that tested out as well as he did. He's 6'4 plus, you know, over 200 pounds, you know, ran off the charts, jumped out of the gym, does everything from a physical testing standpoint that says he's going to be an all-star type receiver. When you watch him on tape, okay, he comes from a pretty heavy run-oriented offense.
Yeah.
He's going to need some route refinement. And the other thing that really, I guess, if you want to poke holes in the kid, is that he had some catchable passes, especially deep down the field. So if you're saying I've got Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers can help along with developing this kid, then they can potentially have a big hit here, because there was no question there were a lot of great receivers in this draft, but I don't know if anyone was as athletic or had a higher ceiling than this kid does. If they hit on him, and if he doesn't pan out and he continues to drop passes, then, you know, it's probably going to be considered not a good pick.
Yeah. Rick Spielman, 4 NFC North titles, 6 playoff appearances in 10 years. This stuff's so much fun for me. Rick, it's great seeing you again. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Rick. Vikings, by the way, his former team got a safety from Georgia, of course. They had the whole team drafted. So, you know, there's a lot of Georgia Bulldogs. I do think that, and again, it's hard to criticize because, you know, we always joke the Packers are like the 401k of the league. Is that they're every draft outside of maybe, well, even Jordan Love, they draft to develop. They draft for the future to protect relevancy going forward. And Aaron Rodgers is sitting there thinking, that's all great, but I need players now. And I will defend Aaron on that. Like, yeah, of course, he's looking around at Brady and they're getting him Antonio Brown and Gronk. And he's like, guys, I need help beating these guys. So it's not that they don't draft well. Green Bay drafts very well. But when you have somebody, when your timelines are off, it's almost like the Warriors have Steph Curry, and so he can play with Andrew Wiggins today. They draft James Wiseman, but Wiseman's not close to his peak, and Curry's moved out of it. So Steph Curry's timeline is, I need to win now. That's why they drafted Jordan Poole, have developed him. So now Jordan Poole is moving into his prime. Steph's moving out, but they can play together and rely on each other. So Aaron's like, yeah, this receiver could be great, but he's probably not going to really pop until end of year two. Even the Packers acknowledge Aaron doesn't have a 3-year contract. He's got 3 1-year contracts. So Aaron does not want to be a one-and-done guy again. He wants guys that can help him, and I just don't think Green Bay met that criteria, in my opinion, in the draft. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
What are you developing for?
The future.
You're just always developing? Like you're in a constant state of developing?
Well, it's these baseball teams. We have hot minor league prospects. That's great if you're the Pirates. But, you know, like the Yankee, Dodger, Astro fans, they want to win now.
But like the idea of developing is that eventually you reach a point where you're no longer developing.
Well, and the other thing that drives people nuts is you get these players, you develop them, and then you won't sign them.
Right, and then you don't pay them.
Like they let that center go, Cole Linsley. And my takeaway was, well, you got him in the 5th round, you paid him nothing. The minute he's a Pro Bowler, sign him. There's center matters. And it was Aaron's center.
There's value to being safe.
There's
value in that.
Yeah. Don't run into traffic.
Don't be outrageous. But there's value to being safe and playing it safe. But then just don't expect me to consider you an aggressive, viable option for a championship. Like, two things can be true. You can be a well-run, good team, but you're not a championship contender by choice because you're never aggressive enough and you never take the extra step to get into that space. So Joel Embiid will miss games 1 and 2 of the Sixers series with the Heat due to an orbital fracture and concussion he suffered in the closeout game against the Raptors. The team is optimistic he'll make his return soon following a reevaluation on Wednesday. So he reportedly could play in 3 or 4 when the series heads back to Philly. He's expected to clear concussion protocol soon, but he'd also need to be cleared to play through the facial injury and would likely need to wear a protective mask.
Ugh, that was rough. Elbow to the eye.
It's rough, and it's really unfortunate because they were up 30 points. So
why are you
even in there?
Yeah, no, that's the criticism. It's
generally I don't get too crazy about that. I mean, look at the score. Like, it's 119-92 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You got to take him out. He's right. Already dealing with a torn ligament in his right thumb.
Fair. Totally fair criticism. The critics of Doc Rivers on that one, I won't argue.
I don't really get crazy about if someone gets injured in a situation that is reasonable. But that at some point, there's no value to him being out there and the risk-reward is just not worth it. And now he is injured. He missed 10 games, including 2 playoff games in 2019 with a broken, because he's had this injury before, left orbital bone, the opposite side of his current injury. So they are hoping he's going to be back. Kyle Lowry will miss game one with a hamstring injury. Jimmy Butler says he plans to play in game one after missing game five against the Hawks with knee soreness, but they've had a little bit of a break. So that Heat Sixers series starts today at 7:30 Eastern. Fox Bet has the Heat favored by 7.5 in game one and by -333 to win the series. And Mavs Suns starts tonight at 10 Eastern. Fox Bet has the Suns -6 in game one and -278 to win the series. I think that series is going to go very long.
I think it will if Embiid plays. If he
No, I'm not Heat Sixers. Heat Sixers, I'm obviously going with the Heat, but I think it's going to depend a lot on if Embiid plays. Mavs Suns, though, I think will go 6 or 7.
You know what? I feel about that series like I did about Milwaukee-Boston. Let me watch game one. Like, when I watch game one, I'm like, wow, Al Horford's not going to be a factor. You have to shoot.
You get a better idea of what the matchup is going to be.
Yeah, like, I wish I could bet all football games after two series, and you can see. So, I want to watch Dallas-Phoenix. Because they don't have much of a bench in Dallas, so will they come out red hot in the first couple games and then just go? Because Phoenix can rotate players. They should be the much spry. They'll be the more dynamic team late in that series. The key is, if Dallas can't win the first couple games, then it could go real quick. Because at the end of the series, I think the depth of Phoenix will be a factor.
They're going to have the legs on their side.
At the end of the series.
So Draymond Green was given a flagrant 2 foul for unnecessary and excessive contact on Brandon Clark and was ejected near the end of the first half against the Grizzlies. Great, great game. And the Warriors were still able to hang on in game one to win without him. And afterwards, he went on his podcast to address the situation.
The playoffs are a little tougher and not as soft as the regular season, you know, and that, you know, you can bump a little more and you get away with a little more, you know. Like, I think tonight was probably a reputation thing more so than a hard foul. By definition, if we go through the definition of a flagrant 2 foul, I'm not sure that play would quite be the definition of a flagrant foul. I'm not sure it would meet that criteria.
That is from the Draymond Green Show on The Volume.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good podcast network. People are talking about it.
It is. No, I listened to it yesterday, and I listened to the whole thing. I think he's right. I think it is a reputation call. But I would also say, and the officiating wasn't great yesterday, but I would also say that anytime that you have a player being aided to the ground,
it's trouble.
You put them in a tough position, put the refs in a tough position. Listen, now, Draymond, and generally, like, you'll see videos and lots of clips of Draymond actually, he said this, he was actually trying to hold him up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's done that many times before. Like, he's caught people in the air from, you know, hitting the ground. But the problem is he hit him first and then the jersey. I can't say that I completely disagree with the call from the ref's perspective.
No,
when it looks like you're pulling him to the ground.
Yeah, a lot of people said it was go either way. I think in the Bay Area, he didn't get ejected. I think on the road, in that intense environment where it's like close, intense, refs are going to err on the side of, hey, it's not going to get chippy on our clock. Like, let's get this thing under. And I think, and I do think. When you have a very close opening game of the series, refs are trying to make a stand here.
Yeah, you have to set the tone for the series.
Yes, and that was kind of a tone setting. That's not going to work here. We're not going to allow that in the series. This is going to be a really intense series.
Listen, it's dramatic. Like, Draymond Green is a very important player.
Yes.
And that could have changed, you know, the course of the series had they lost that game, and who knows how it all plays out. And that's an important piece to lose. I don't think he was intentionally – I don't think the intent from Draymond was to hurt him, but that's not what the call is. The call doesn't judge the intent. It judges the action.
That's right.
So that's where I would side in the refs on that side of it, but I do get what Draymond's saying, and he's right, and I'm glad that he admitted, like, reputation does play a role in these things. If he was a guy who had never been in that situation before, maybe the refs were like, okay, it wasn't intent and it was an accident or something, but they ended up getting the win anyway. I think that series is going to be a fun one. So All-Pro safety Tyrann Mathieu has finally found a new team. We have been watching this.
Yeah, Honey Badger Saints.
Yes, to see where he ended up. So he is back in Louisiana, obviously went to LSU. He's reportedly agreed to a contract with the Saints. The details have not been revealed yet. The signing fills a need at safety since the team did not take one in the draft. this weekend. They lost both their starting safeties this offseason. Marcus Williams signed with the Ravens and Malcolm Jenkins retired. So this was definitely a position of need. Yep. I like this move. Yep. Obviously, he is familiar with the area as well. And he's a great player. So this is a guy that you can, you know what you're going to get with Tyrann Mathieu.
Instinctive beyond yes. belief. And always they, around the ball.
And they needed it. You know, their defense was really the cornerstone of this team now that Sean Payton is not there. And I like this move for him going back to Louisiana.
So do I. I think it's a great fit. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News.
There's two teams I want to talk about. One West Coast, one East Coast in terms of the draft. And I'll get to that in a second.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is interesting to watch sort of the fatalism of sports fans. If I had to read another college football fan telling me the sport was dead this weekend because a receiver for Pittsburgh is considering going to USC, therefore the sport is dead. When is college football ever run through Pittsburgh? Like, it's fine. Miami's going to be better. Texas is going to be better. USC is going to be better over the next 3 or 4 years. Great for the sport. Sport needs some glamour. What the sport doesn't need is another great player in a program nobody watches or another SEC team being good.
I mean, I disagree, because when I think of college football, the first thing that pops to mind is parody. So,
like,
it's tragic.
The best young players are going to go want to play with the best offensive coaches and the best quarterbacks. And
they already have. They always have.
Yeah. But who it's amazing.
Is this a joke? It's the same four teams in the playoffs every single year.
It's all fear-based. You watch these cable TV news networks, left or right, it's all fear-based. I'm over it. Jordan Addison wants to go play with Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley because, you know, one is the best offensive coach in college football, and that's why he got a $100 million contract. And the other, Caleb Williams, is the best college quarterback. If you go ask NFL guys, he would be number one this year, next year, and then the year he's eligible. Like, he's that good. And, you know, Jordan wants to play with him. And maybe, I don't know, USC brand's a little bigger than Pitt Panthers brand. I don't know. And the weather's better, and the conference isn't very good, so he's going to light it up and then watch Jordan Addison be a top seven. He'll be the top wide receiver potentially in the draft next year. So it's not, well, it's tampering. Why? Because Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison talked? Folks, grow up. Grow up. Kids talk. Get over it. That's the reality of, whenever I hear tampering, it's like, oh, so you've never really had talent or been offered a job. Because if you're talented and have a job, people are going to call you all the time. Coaches, if you have a good college football coach, you tampered. Because he was somewhere else and he left before the contract. But if a player does it, whoa. Now, I do think it's a bit of a wild, wild west scenario right now with college football. Let's put some guardrails up on both the transfer portal and the NIL. But you football fans are hypocrites. You love stealing somebody else's coach. How did Alabama get a coach? Nick Saban was under contract in the NFL. And he said he wasn't going to take the Bama job. You make stuff work. You know, this is not like NASA, governments working against each other, spies. If Jordan Addison wants to text Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams said, bro, you should come out to L.A., man. This is going to be sweet, man. And Jordan's like, yeah, L.A. is pretty fun. And I'm sorry, it doesn't rise to tampering for me.
Why can't a college student, athlete, take control of their future? This is America. Are we capitalists or something?
That's tampering. Do you really think Lincoln Riley got on the phone?
Boy. So what if he did?
It's not illegal.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
They're scholarships.
Yes. This idea that a college scholarship is some sort of binding blood oath is insane. Relax, dude. It's a college kid who's trying to advance his life. Isn't the whole point of all this? Isn't the point of college to give you better opportunities for your future? Isn't that the whole point of college?
That's the entire point of it.
Okay. So then just relax. He's getting an education, which, by the way, when he's done with football, he can come back and get anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
There's like a time limit on when you can go to school. Yeah, isn't it exhausting to just be panicked all the time?
No, it's these people that are just outraged all the time, and sports is going to... College football will be more popular in 5 years than today. And by the way, there are a lot of things happening with USC football, and you don't know what's happening yet? Give it about 12 months, and you're going to see a major announcement with USC football, and you're not going to believe it, and it's all going to make sense. I'll just leave it at that. All right, two teams NFL draft. Number one, the Jets. I don't know if their coach can coach. I don't know if their quarterback's good enough, and I don't know if their owner knows what he's doing. But they've got a star, and it's their GM, Joe Douglas. Back-to-back years, he has hit it out of the park in the draft. So they've got one ingredient. I thought Sauce Gardner was the best player I saw in college football. Garrett Wilson, Jermaine Johnson, Breece Hall, the running back. If you go last year, they got Elijah Vera Tucker, Elijah Moore, and Michael Carter. If you look at those picks in the last 2 years, that's eight picks. 7 of them, I'm absolutely sure, are going to be good NFL players. I just don't know about Zach Wilson. If he can play, then it all works. And if he can't, you just have a bunch of good young players. But they have found their star in New York. It may eventually be the quarterback. It's currently their general manager. They have drafted out of their minds for the last 2 years. But I've always said in the NFL, you got to have the right owner, the right GM, the right quarterback, and the right coach. Right now, boom, one's done. I think Zach Wilson's good enough, talented enough to potentially make it work. Saleh, big questions on owner, don't love. The other team I want to talk about is the Seahawks. So I have, from the Pacific Northwest, I have railed on the Seahawks for years for having no plan. My sources in the NFL have been rolling their eyes at the Seahawks drafts for years. I thought this was the first time in half a decade they had an absolute plan, and they have one going forward. Their plan is, listen, they said this weekend, we're going to stick with Drew Locke and Geno Smith. What they're telling you is, listen, the quarterbacks in the next couple years in the draft are sensational. We're going to get the house in order, not rush to get one now. So Charles Cross starts at left tackle. Dwayne Brown's expensive, off a bad year and a free agent. They found a left tackle. They got an edge rusher. Kenneth Walker's a star running back. They've got a bunch of B running backs and guys that can't stay healthy. Chris Carson, Rashad Penny, Homer, DJ Dallas. They're either guys or they can't stay healthy. He's a star. And then they went for the next pick, got another offensive tackle and corner, which they desperately need. So what they're telling you is, we're going to get some of these offensive pieces, our tackle, our running back. We're going to get some stuff. And they've got a bunch of picks because of the Russell Wilson deal. So they got 2 firsts next year and 2 seconds. They're also going to have tons of cap space. You know, Russell's gone. Dwayne Brown's going to be gone. Bobby Wagner is gone. So Seattle's saying, listen, we're going to have a lot of picks and a lot of money this year. We're going to finish in 4th. And Pete Carroll's built up enough equity, and the Seahawks are wildly popular, and they've been a great franchise for about 7-8 years. They built up a ton of equity. You can do this. And I think it's the way to do it. Instead of reaching, if you don't think Malik or Kenny Pickett are the guy, hey, we're going to win 4-13. That, nobody wants to hear this. But what I see with Seattle is a plan. We're Dwayne Brown, Bobby Wagner. They let a couple years ago let a corner go. They're like, listen, we're going to rebuild this thing. We got to get back in the draft pick game because we don't draft always terribly well, and we got too much money on 3 or 4 guys. I still think eventually they'll probably move off one of their safeties, but I saw a direction, and that's all I want. I always say this: football is not that complicated. If you watch a well-coached team, the Patriots, the Rams, Alabama, Ohio State, if you watch a well-coached team, you can tell in 2 series what they saw on film, what they're attacking. You can tell a game plan and go, oh, they clearly saw interior pressure. They were going to get it on the quarterback. Now, teams will adjust over time. But the first 2 series of a game, a team will tell you what they saw, because 80% of teams that lead in college or pro win the game. So teams want to take a lead, and they're going to go right after your liabilities and weaknesses in the first couple series to grab lead, grab control. And so it's the same with drafting. If you just watch a draft and you're like, New England, I don't know what they're doing, there's a chance they don't. And New England has not drafted well for a long time. I thought Seattle, I'm like, oh, I get it. And it's never the case with them. It's a grab bag of nonsense. That's a plan. I totally get it. I like their picks. And if you're a Seahawk fan, you should feel good. We don't need another running back. Yes, you do. You need a star running back, because you can't rely on the guys you have, and none of them on a weekly basis. It's a riddle. You never know who's healthy. Hour 3 in a Monday, coming up next.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.